Brenda, we got something that we gotta tell you, but we just can't talk, cause we got something to do. We've got this podcast, we've gotta tell you. It's kind of stupid. It's not tonight.
Welcome.
Hey.
It's Linda.
Brenda. Do you like my body?
Just kidding. Hi, this is Linda and Brenda. We're not tonight.
We've got a doozy for you.
Let's just get straight into it. We got a real doozy.
Should we, or should we talk about something else first?
Just kidding. This is the podcast that we tell stories, and we talk in circles, and we talk about ghosts, and we ramble, and we talk to our family sometimes, and we're also socially isolated in a time of global pandemic. What do you know? So we're here to just tell some stories and try to get by, man.
Try to get vibey with you.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure a lot of you are bored, so if you want something to listen to while you're bored or just cleaning or playing Animal Crossing or Covet Fashion
or Design Home
or whatever, reading a book
or you're watching Tiny Desk in the background.
Oh yeah, I love that.
Wait, you can't do that and listen to us.
I've really found that cleaning and listening to like just some rambling chicks is helpful sometimes when I'm cleaning, because I hate cleaning. But I like listening to things in the background. But like if I listen to like Invisibilia or something when I'm cleaning, which I love, I love Invisibilia. But I have to be like a little more focused when I listen to Invisibilia.
Yeah.
So anyway.
Well, should we
have a doozy?
We're gonna talk about Tiger King.
Somebody's gotta do it.
Someone's gotta talk about
it. I mean, besides everybody.
I just watched it yesterday, so it's very fresh in my brain. I watched it yesterday, and I watched the first episode again today. I watched all of it yesterday. I was doing homework during some of it, so I was, like, not paying full attention, but I was like, wow, this shit is weird. Like, I like having this on in the background. And then after I finished all my work, I was, like, sucked in. And I watched it up until I fell asleep. I fell asleep at the very end of the 7th episode. So I'm going to have to rewatch that. But we want to talk about it.
Yeah, we want to talk a lot about it. I mean, we figured it's the perfect time. We want to talk about it to each other anyway, as sisters. So we figured we may as well just talk about it to y'all. Because we know everybody's been watching it.
I mean, everybody's been watching
it. Our friggin' mom has already watched it. She watched it weeks ago.
Yeah, when it first came out, she watched it.
Yeah,
she
kept, I was late to the party.
You gotta watch Tiger King. I was like, yeah, whatever, mom. Like, come on.
Me too. Yeah, I was like, I bleeped that out of my memory. I like totally forgot that she even told me to do that.
Yeah.
And then I like suggested it to her, and she was like, bitch.
I already watched that.
So now we finally got Linda to watch it. She was hesitant about it the other night because she was tired, but
I just didn't want to get sucked in because I knew I wanted to watch it after a little bit of the trailer, but I need to not be tired when I watch it because I don't want to fall asleep while I'm watching it and then miss something because I hate doing that.
Honestly, I did that a few times and I had to go back the next day and watch it. Like, I finally just started watching it on my phone because I still don't have internet hooked up here. We probably have TV, but no internet. But yeah, I was like fed up with not being able to watch anything. That was like a few days before we got TV. So I started watching it and I would fall asleep to it and then go back a few times. But I had actually already heard about the dude, Joe Exotic, from the last podcast on the left.
Okay.
Who I love. But they talked about him like kind of often in their side stories episodes. So like I kind of knew the premise going into it.
I do remember when he ran for governor or president or whatever. I remember his name.
Really?
I remember seeing it on TV. Yeah.
I don't remember it like.
But I didn't know anything else about him.
No,
I just thought he was a crazy dude.
No, I never heard of him until last podcast on the left like started playing his They were, like, playing his songs and stuff on their Side Stories episodes.
Wow, I need to listen to
that. And, like, giving updates. Yeah, it was really fucking good. But, yeah, I kind of... So anyway, I knew the premise kind of going into the first
episode. Well, somebody knows who he is because he has a whole freaking gift shop.
And thongs. For
sale. That's what I'm saying. He said those were the most popular item. And I was like, really?
I would like to fact check him on a lot of stuff.
Me too.
And all of them, in all honesty. Like, they spit a lot of numbers out. And
I want to talk about... I'm jumping ahead, but I want to talk about the skin cream that he has.
I saw that. It reminded me of... I don't know if you've gotten to the part in Schitt's Creek. It reminded me of the episode of Schitt's Creek where he has, like, an imposter. David has, like, an imposter.
I haven't gotten to that episode yet.
Well, I'm going to spoil it, guys. If you haven't watched, like, season, I don't know, 4 or 5 of Schitt's Creek, don't listen. But this imposter dude sells foot cream, but he puts it, like, a label that's, like, skincare, like, for your face. Mm-hmm. And it's, like, supposed to be, like, super glamorous, like, lifestyle, blah, 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 Gwyneth Paltrow bullshit. Mm-hmm. But it's just stupid, like, general store foot cream.
Okay. That's what it reminded me of. Like, what do you think, where do you think it comes from? Do you think it is good for your skin?
No. I think it's probably just some manufactured crap that he got really cheap or, like, that he got off the dumpster. Remember?
Okay, we should start.
We're spoiling it. So, by the way, if you haven't watched, well, here's what we're going to do. We're going to break every episode down.
That's going to be a lot of work.
It's going to be 7 episodes, y'all. We all know how this works.
I mean,
we're just going to get into it.
We're in a stay-at-home order. Like, what else are we going to do? What do you want me to do?
I need to do something with my time because cleaning is very boring. And my mind is starting to reel a little bit. And I made the mistake yesterday of waking up and going straight into, like, the news on my phone. Not good.
I've been avoiding
into, like, a state of panic, and I ended up laying on the couch and watching movies all day.
Yesterday I heard that the death toll doubled in 3 days, and that's when I was like, I've had enough. I can't do this anymore. It's making me really scared. Like, it feels like the world is ending. I can't do it.
Mm-hmm.
I need to focus on other things like Tiny Desk today. So that's what I did. Honestly, I'm getting to the point where Animal Crossing is boring to me. I'm starting to run out of shit to do, so, you know, when I played Tiger King, I didn't play Animal Crossing at all.
That's good. It's a good thing.
I didn't play while I was watching it.
Well, you kind of get sucked into it. I mean, it's a lot of leopard print.
Yeah. Okay.
And a lot of razzle dazzle.
Let's start at the beginning. Okay. Right. So, first we see the producer dude who I wrote is trying to be Hunter A. Thompson.
I saw that too.
Clearly.
I would say he had a little bit of influence from Hunter S. Thompson.
He's trying to be something that he's not, is the vibe that I mean, I got. I like him.
But, he's got that Hunter S.
I believe
Thompson
what he's
journalist
saying.
With the cigarette in his mouth with the hat on.
So he lights a cigarette and he says, you know, let's start at the beginning. And he already had one butt in the ashtray, I noticed, which made me curious about, I'm going to keep looking at the ashtray throughout the show to see how many he's been smoking while sitting there talking, because I'm interested in that. And it also looked like he was smoking Marlboro Blacks, which I was also curious about. It was a black pack of cigarettes, which means, you know, harsh.
Yeah.
So clearly he's a harsh guy.
He's been doing it.
He's been through some shit.
He's going through it.
But I like him.
All right,
that big guy with the haircut. You know what I'm talking about? The one.
Which one?
He's wearing a red shirt when he's talking to the camera in this episode. And he's a big guy, and he's got a really stupid haircut.
Stupid red?
Yeah, kind of red.
No, he's not in the first episode.
Yeah, he is. Yeah, what he is say? Because he says that the monkey people are a little bit
different.
Oh,
shit, yeah, that is him, yeah.
Yeah, he says the monkey people are a little bit different. They're a little strange. Mm-hmm. But the big cat people are batshit. And I don't know what that's supposed to mean.
Like, batshit crazy?
No, about the monkey people. I want to know about the monkey people.
They're a little bit strange.
He said they're a little bit different. They're a little strange.
Well, we're
like,
learning
what does that mean?
Little by little that all these animal people are very strange. It's like a subculture.
Yeah. Yeah. I still don't really understand it.
I'm trying.
I don't know that I even respect it.
It's hard to say at this point. In the very beginning, you don't know. I didn't know what. I knew the allegations from that podcast, like I said, but I didn't really know what I was getting into as far as the documentary went, you know. My first notes were that there are more captive tigers in the U.S. than in the wild.
That's
freaking disturbing.
It is.
That, like, kind of shook
that
me.
That kind of blew over my head.
Well, at the very end of it, too, spoiler, not really spoiler alert, it's actually, like, excuse me, something like, I'm going to mess up the numbers. there's, like, estimated 4 to 10,000 captive, like, tigers in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
And then, I don't think it gave a number after that, but fact check me, somebody. It said, like, that's more than what is in the wild.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it's really
forked. It's really, really forked.
Forked in the fork. My next note was, sick mullet.
Yeah, I mean, I like his mullet. I don't have a problem with the mullet.
I really liked it when it was, like, shaved on the sides and bleach blonde on the top and then bleach blonde on the bottom.
You like when he took his hat, when they were asking him to take his hat off, he said, hey, you don't want to see this.
Yes, I did. I actually really liked it. I have a good appreciation for mullets. My next note was, it was when they cut, so they cut to the snakes and the director's, like, talking about why he got into this whole thing in the first place. And, they were, like, selling these venomous, poisonous, like, crazy-ass snakes, and it reminded me, that's why I put it in pink, because it was a personal anecdote that we need to ask Mom about this. Mom's grandpa on one side was, like, a snake charmer preacher.
No.
No, yeah. He was one of those, like, talking in tongues.
Oh, no.
I don't remember the denomination.
Her grandfather or her great-grandfather?
Her great-grandfather, okay. I guess, on her father side, yeah. D-A-D.
D-A-D.
The D-A-D. Yeah, it was, I think it was his dad was a preacher, minister, but, like, the kind that had snakes wrapped around his arms and stuff.
Those are crazy.
And they talked in tongues all the time. Crazy. She said all the freaking time. They would just start flailing and talking
in tongues. Have you ever seen anyone talking in tongues?
Not in not necessarily. Maybe at, like, Bonnaroo a little bit.
Like someone who's on drugs.
Yeah,
that's different.
It was a
but
drug
you've never
thing.
Seen, like, in a religious situation?
No, never.
I can't imagine it.
I
would just be like,
What the
fuck are you doing? Snap out of it.
Hey.
Snap out of it.
To happen.
I'd be like, what the fuck are
no,
you doing?
No, I'm always, when I see it on TV,
it's very intriguing to me.
It's very intriguing, but
because I'm thinking about how they're faking it.
Exactly.
But maybe they're not.
Sometimes it looks like they're not, but oftentimes it looks like they're almost, like, playing into a role.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure that weird. It happens sometimes. I don't understand it.
I mean, let's
like
talk
to
about
more
cults.
Into it.
We're going to talk about cults.
We are going to get into cults. We're told by the manager in the beginning, the guy with no legs, that it's not every day a zookeeper goes to jail for murder for hire. So we already know
John
that he's going to jail.
I
like him too. So that's a little bit what was confusing me, because it's like, well, they start out by saying he's in jail because they play him calling from the jail, but then it cuts to, like, interviewing him. So I was a little bit confused at first, like, when this all was happening.
Mm-hmm.
Because the manager, or not the manager, the filmmaker said that it took up 5 years of his life.
Weird.
It started in Florida when he was at the investigating the reptile people.
Oh, yeah, the film mate, yes.
And then a guy came and had a snow leopard in his van.
Ooh, yeah, that part.
Big cat mission.
That part was very troubling for me.
Yeah, he was just like, look what I got. And it was just a snow leopard, like, in a dog
he
cage.
He had this snow leopard, yeah, in a hot van.
And they were like,
yeah,
he's
the door
acclimated
was closed.
To Florida weather.
But the door was fucking closed.
He is
and they
not
were just, like, smoking
either.
In the driveway. Like, Open the door at least, bitches.
Put a fan on them.
They don't care. That's the thing.
I know.
It's... You're gonna hear that a lot from me.
Someone says he's an insane... Joe Exotic is an insane... I like this and I want to get it tattooed on my butt, I think. Insane, gay, gun-toting, drug addict fanatic.
Oh, yeah. That's
a I good like line. That line. Insane, gay, gun-toting, drug addict fanatic.
You don't often hear all those words together.
No, you don't. And I thought it was really interesting, and it told me exactly the kind of guy that we're dealing with.
Mm-hmm.
So, cuts to a shot of Joe Exotic and all of his friends. He was talking to his tigers, and he called one of them sexy, and that bothered me. He said something like, come here, you sexy tiger.
Oh, yeah, I know.
For some reason, that made me itch a little bit.
Yeah.
He also had t-shirts in the gift shop that say, I got peed on by a tiger. And that made me wonder.
I mean, like, I know that too.
Is that a common thing?
I don't know.
He said if you get close enough, you might get urinated on. We have t-shirts in the gift shop that say, I got peed on by a tiger.
I said, my notes were, he sounded hammered when he said that. He said it to a crowd of people. And before that, there was like a shot of him. Remember, he was on the couch. He was on his own couch with like a zebra blanket in the background. And he had a plaid shirt on, and he had a baby cub in his lap.
Mm-hmm.
And he sounded, my notes were like, on pills, question mark. Okay. Like, he sounds like legit on something. And then they cut to him, like, in a razzle-dazzle, like sequined leopard shirt, like, with this crowd of people just listening to him talk on a stage.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when he was like, come get your t-shirts.
Yeah, I just wonder, I'd like to fact check how common that is for tigers to pee on people.
I mean...
He said if you get close enough, you might get urinated on. I've never heard that.
Neither have I.
Then they cut to Eric Cowley, yes, who's the head keeper at GW Zoo, and I don't know what band he thinks he's in, but...
I do. Look at my notes. I put stars by his name, and I... said he reminds me of Evan Dando.
Okay, yeah.
I really like this guy.
I do too. I was gonna ask you what your first impression of him was.
Like that he was real.
Yeah, I wrote, I like him.
Like, chill, I like his voice.
He's got methy teeth, but you know
who Yeah, they all do though.
He reminds me, you're not gonna know, but he reminds me of Craig Conant, that comedian that I always talk about that I'm in love with.
Oh yeah, I wanna listen to him.
He talks like dish, but he talks kinda like him. I can't explain it, but the way he talks and says things, he just sounds like that comedian Craig Conant. Like,
is it like Mitch Hedberg-y?
Yep.
Well, I love a good Mitch Hedberg voice.
Yeah, I'm in love with this guy. I'm trying to marry him. Not Eric Cowie, but, well, I mean, I like him too.
Anything goes. Yeah, I wrote, he's the head keeper.
Yeah.
He reminds me of Evan Dando.
Yeah.
And then I wrote Misfit Island, because it's a bunch of misfits on Joe Exotic's little weird commune, and it was like Misfit Island. It reminded me of Misfit Island.
They show that chick Saf, who clearly has no fucking hand, but I did not notice that the first time I watched it. I didn't notice that.
Neither did I.
And then when they got to the episode where the spoiler alert.
No, don't. Never mind.
But.
Anyway.
She doesn't have a fucking hand. They'll get into it later, but
I didn't notice it.
I didn't notice it the first time I watched it, but this time around I noticed it. It wasn't hidden. It was there the whole time. She doesn't have a hand, so you're just kind of left wondering about that. They don't really acknowledge it yet.
Yeah, she's super chill.
Though. Yeah, I like her.
Then?
What?
My next note after Saf is the first video.
Yeah, this is the first video. My first note is it's not his fucking voice.
It reminded me of Wailana.
It does.
Like a Wailana video, because he's like greeting all these kids, and it's kind of creepy a little bit.
Yeah, it is.
A bunch of animals.
Well, I'm dying to know who the real voice is.
What? Really?
What?
You thought he was faking?
That is not his singing voice. That's not his voice. Somebody else is singing it, and he's lip-singing it, and he's just the star of the show. It's like a Milli Vanilli situation.
Okay.
That is not his fucking voice,
and it's bothersome. I'm going to pay super close attention to it now, because I like his voice.
It's not his voice. I like it, too.
I have multiple notes about it.
I like that song. The song, what was the fucking song? Tiger?
I missed the name of it.
Sorry, I know Tiger. I know Tiger. I see Tiger.
I see Tiger is his first album.
Tiger sees me.
Oh gosh, yeah.
That's a good song.
Yeah, I've got notes on that later.
Yeah, but it's not his fucking voice, so.
Alright.
Staff also tells us that Joe films everything from the start of the day to the end of the day, so that's something to keep in mind. He clearly loves the attention.
Yeah, being on camera. They all do. We're gonna learn
they
that.
They do.
I said Joe wearing garter / tassel. He was wearing he has some very interesting jewelry.
He has a lot of fringe, and he was wearing like a turquoise kind of banded necklace.
He wears like one of those S&M chokers sometimes.
Yeah. His piercings in his ear, I don't like very much.
He's got a lot of saggy piercings, but he had like a little garter around his thigh with like a little gold tassel. I thought that was clever. And then I said Rick Kirkham is nasally.
Which one is Rick Kirkham? Hunter S. Thompson?
Yeah.
He is. His voice bothers me, but there's something about that guy. I trust what he's saying. I don't really like him. But I trust what he's telling me. He seems like he's just been building this shit up for a while. He's got some shit he's running to tell, and he's just letting it go. And he's got to smoke a lot of black cigarettes in the process because it stresses him out. He reminds me of Phoebe a little bit.
I was just thinking that.
I shouldn't have said her name. Too late. Our grandmother.
Anyway, he reminds me of somebody. I don't know.
Hunter S. Thompson. I mean, that's who it is.
No, I mean, he's all right. Anyway, Joe's clothes. He was wearing cut-off plaid.
Okay.
And I liked it.
I missed that part. I missed that it was cut off.
My next notes are on the next character, which is Carol Baskins.
Okay, did we skip over, though, his live TV show?
Yes.
Okay, he's got a live TV show, which he says is on the internet worldwide every night at 6 o'clock, and it kind of reminds me of our podcast. His live web TV show reminds me of us. Like,
it's kind of what we've been doing, just talking to no one.
Like, nobody's really listening.
But we're on the World Wide Web.
But we're worldwide every day.
I mean, you can find us in China.
I mean, we have listeners in the UK, so.
We do have listeners in the UK. Shout out. And another country. What was the other country?
Canada. But yeah, I really like his little internet show he's got going. I respect it. I relate to it.
Me too.
So then we meet Carol Baskin.
Yay. What was your first note?
My first impression of Carol is I don't fucking trust her. My first impression, because she's saying that clip of her where she's saying big cats don't belong in cages, and they zoom out and she's in a cage and there's literally a big cat in a cage behind her.
Right.
Like, what the fuck? Yeah. She's got a flower crown. Something's just off about her.
Do you want to hear my notes? They're almost identical.
Yeah.
My first one was voice of a psycho / passive aggressive in the cage. Flower child motif. Ooh. Voice.
Yeah.
Doesn't watch news unless cats are
involved. Oh my god, I wrote that too. She doesn't read or watch the news unless there's a cat involved. What are you doing?
What are you doing, Carol?
Carol.
Also, she said that one cat deserves 400 square miles.
Where is your mileage? Where are your nook miles?
Because your nook miles look people will get it. Like, it's a small cage.
Oh my god. She said that she lives, eats, and breathes, ending the captivity of wild cats while she has wild cats in captivity. I mean, I guess the difference is she doesn't, like, breed them. She just takes them, but, like, they're still, like, send them home. Like, they're still not
where they're supposed to be. Can we talk about her childhood?
Yeah, what do you want to talk about?
Did you take notes on that?
I wrote that she has never been a person that had friends, and she's always loved cats, but she's allergic.
Me too.
Me too. Me too.
How old are we, really? I wrote baby pic creepy cat.
Baby pic?
Her first baby picture.
Oh, yeah. The whole creepy cat. Yeah, she was...
It looked like freaked the fuck out.
She
like a
was
kitten.
Not set up.
And she was a tiny little baby. It was a post picture.
Yeah, she said, my first picture of me in the... And she doesn't talk like that. My first picture of me in the crib was holding a cat. She laughs a lot to herself.
Oh, yeah, she talks...
She like dish.
She talks like dish to herself. But she also has two imaginary white cat friends.
Yeah, which is odd.
And she's allergic.
Right. Get a new imaginary...
Get a new gig.
Get a new life.
You're allergic to cats, really?
Get a new life, literally.
But it's odd, though, how, like...
Find a new path.
These characters have, like, weird, almost, like, traumatic relations to
brain
tigers.
Injuries.
Basically, but, like, we'll get to it, but Joe has one, too. Like, he went through something traumatic, and then he... like, bonded with tigers.
Yeah, we'll get to that. You got anything else on Carol?
No. I said allergic? Allergic, right. Really?
After we meet Carol, we're back at the Tiger King gift shop. That's when I'm wondering how his skin cream works. And like we said, his bestseller is his underwear line. He doesn't wear underwear.
No, he does not.
This is when we cut to the song, I Saw Tiger.
I Saw Tiger. I said,
which is actually
good song.
Yeah, good song. I saw Tiger. Tiger saw me.
And that, they cut to John Finlay in the video, and he's like, got that gun.
I didn't know that was him.
He put the gun down. Mm. He looks very handsome.
He does, when he had teeth. he was with Joe for 11 years, he said, from 2003 to 2014. He's a strong, solid type, a man of few words. That's what Joe says to him in that little video where he's grabbing him.
Oh, yeah, that was...
Like, from behind.
He's, like, hugging on him.
The strong, solid type, a man of few words.
Mefty. He smirks.
Did I already say that?
I said that, oh gosh, I love this part. They ask John something about how, like, he felt about Joe. And that he said, quote, I learned how big my heart was and how much to care.
Okay, so, I mean, we're gonna...
He had kind words for Joe.
Yeah, I'm suspicious of it. We're gonna get into it in future episodes, but...
I mean, do you want to talk about...
Oh, you want to talk about...
How he looks?
He's not wearing a shirt. Yeah, he's clearly hot. Not hot, like... sexy hot. Like, hot, like it's hot in there, like... They're in Oklahoma or wherever the hell they are.
I mean, something.
It looks like it's hot in there. It looks like he doesn't have AC in the house.
He looks relaxed.
He just looks calm and relaxed.
Comfortable, happy.
He ain't worried about this
shit. He's not wearing a shirt. He's got a lot of tattoos. He doesn't have very many teeth.
He doesn't care.
It's all right. He's fine.
He's my favorite character.
Yeah, mine too. Well, I have another one coming up, but yeah, I like him a lot. Yeah.
Okay.
We'll get to him. My next thing is, Joe's trauma. They cut to, like, Joe's background and how he knew he was gay when he was in seventh grade. Mm-hmm. And he had a hard time with it, and he had a hard time with his parents with it. And his dad said some pretty cruel things to him. And he kind of just, like, cuts straight to, like, I had a hard time with it, so one day I, like, drove my car off a bridge. And he almost died, I think.
Yeah, he broke his back.
He had, like, he said, like, 5 years of recovery, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when he was introduced to tigers in this, like, rehab facility.
His neighbor, when he was in rehab, was, like, the manager or something at a safari in Florida. I think it was in Florida.
So he would do cub petting with him.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's when he started liking the tigers. Yeah. He's pissed at animal rights people is what I wrote next. He starts talking about his beef with all the animal rights people. That's when I start to realize he's a little bit psycho.
Yeah. Could be.
I mean, he gets really fired up, but...
My next note was Will Ferrell.
Okay, that guy does not sound like Will Ferrell.
Yes, he does. Oh my gosh. Carol's husband, Harold, or wait, Howard. Howard, sorry. He sounds exactly like Will Ferrell if you close your eyes.
I tried it, but he doesn't.
He really does.
I don't know where you got that from. I did, but it didn't work.
Well, listeners, all you cool cats and kittens, give it a try. All right, next I have Doc Antle.
Yeah, we meet Doc Antle, who also runs a big cat place in Myrtle Beach. What was your first impression of him? What did you write?
Controlling / egotistical off the bat. slash fake.
Okay, I wrote weirdo, bad hair, don't like him, super scripted and rehearsed.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
He spelled out his whole name.
I said that too. My next cook was spelled out Bhagavan.
Yeah, and Doc and fucking Anne.
And then he wrote in on an elephant. What the fuck I wrote.
I hated him.
And then there's like all these chicks handling his little cats.
Yeah, and they're all wearing like short butt shorts.
People are wildly stimulated by tires.
Yeah, stimulated. I don't like that word.
He also said he has relationships with big cats. He
did have a lot of
them. So in love with big cats, and big cats love him back, and that's why the media hates him. What?
Yeah, what are you talking about? Is he on drugs too? Because he was super amped up.
I don't know. Maybe like he drank 12 Mountain Dews.
He did have a lot of really cute tigers, I wrote. Like, they were all super cute, and I really did want to pet them and play with them, but I know you're not supposed to, but I wanted to.
I don't know.
Oh, excuse me. He says it's a minimum of 10 grand a year to feed each tiger.
And then wow, you skipped ahead.
Did I?
Well, I wrote, what the fuck is cupheading? Mm-hmm. And then they have, like, this, like, stupid, well, you can judge it how you want. I thought it was kind of didn't sound real, but, like, this ploy, they say, like, you can, the reason why we go to malls and let kids pet our cubs is not to make money. It's to help give them knowledge so they can save the rainforest. Uh-huh. Because people are wildly fucking stimulated by tigers. So if you can just get their attention for 15 minutes, then you can get them to what the real thing is to donate money to the freaking tiger, like, foundation. But what they're really doing is just giving the tiger handlers money to feed the tigers and maintain and make money. And it's just like a money-making joke, as Dolly Parton would say.
Okay, I mean, it is.
I mean, what the fuck?
It looks really... I remember when Booker went to college around Myrtle Beach, and I remember I remember hearing about the Liger place. It wasn't very far, and I really wanted to go. Wanted to go take a picture with a fucking Liger.
That's the place.
Yeah. I'm glad that we didn't.
Yuck.
We couldn't... It was very expensive. I don't remember the
price. It said... Okay, I wrote this down.
Okay.
$325 a day, or he said that they like raise it like depending on the demand. So sometimes it can be as high as $629 for like one session, and then it goes to that family, that guy.
The guy, the softball dad?
Yes, he has a softball t-shirt
on. I liked him.
And he said, I can't put a price on holding a baby tiger. And then his wife is like, it's his favorite animal. And
yeah, then he said,
I hit the lottery in finding this place. I hit the lottery. But this was his second day.
They came three times.
Yeah. His second day, 2 days, his choice.
Like.
That's like a grand. That's like 2 grand. He had like a couple kids.
He's a softball dad, dude.
Yeah, that was weird to me.
I liked him, though. I wish he was back more.
Yeah, he was nice. Then Doc says that it costs $10,000 a year per tiger.
To feed them, yeah. And then they cut to Joe saying that he can feed a tiger for $3,000 a year.
And then?
But he gets gross dead cows from feedlots. The fucking game warden gives him roadkill. That's what he feeds his tigers.
And they expire Walmart trucks.
Yeah.
Dumpster diving.
Did they show that in this episode? Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah.
A little bit.
His animals eat like shit.
He said that he would need 30 cows a day to feed his entire tiger stock, really. If he didn't use, like, the weird, sketchy dumpster diving tricks that he did. Mm-hmm.
Yikes. Which is, like, if that's what you have to do to feed your animals, maybe that's a sign, like, get rid of some of them. Like, give some of them to Carol, because you have too many to take care of.
Yeah, that's where...
Like, if you can't feed them all, like...
We're going to run into this problem a lot.
Yeah, we are.
I think I need a break.
I think I need a break, too.
It makes me really sad.
Yeah, how do I put your password in? Yeah, it's time for a fucking break. Okay, we're back.
Hey.
Hey. Alright.
Anyway, my next thing is Star Joe at the Mall. Yikes. Do you want to talk about that?
Well, okay. We need to talk about the reason why he starts doing this shit. You're talking about when he goes on the mall tour?
Yeah.
Okay, so...
But before that.
He starts the GW shit in his brother's memory because his brother was driving and got hit by a drunk semi-truck.
Yeah.
It's not funny.
It's not funny, but he got some money from it, I think, and then he said he used that to start this drug campaign, like anti-drug campaign, and then he couldn't get kids' attention at the drug campaign, so he started getting these baby tigers or baby cubs for the kids to pay attention to, and then he threw magic in there as well.
Yeah, he started doing magic shows with the tigers.
And a little 8th grade kid, he has like a clown... like clown makeup on,
mm-hmm.
and he like taught him, the 8th grader taught him everything he knew about magic, and then they go on the road.
This is when he changes his name to Joe Exotic.
Exactly.
And he starts going to malls, doing these weird tiger magic petting, come pet my cub.
Cub petting, they call it.
Yeah. Which, honestly.
And they made a bunch of money on
it. If I saw that in the mall, I would do it. Not knowing what I know now, but beforehand, if I would have seen someone with a fucking cub.
For how much money, really?
$25 I would pay.
That's a shit ton of money just to look at a cub. What the?
Cub petting.
Well, they were saying they were making like $1,000 to $3,000 to $4,000.
Think how many people are in the mall on this
gig.
All day.
That's, I mean, it's like a circus gig. It's like a side circus gig.
Yeah.
But, and like, what's her name? Saf?
Mm-hmm.
Said, like, when they first started, they were all living, like, in a semi-truck.
Yeah.
Where were the cats?
In the semi-truck as well.
With them?
I mean...
Do you imagine how that smelled?
Nope. Do they use litter boxes? Doubt it.
No. I don't know.
Can you train them? I mean, they seem pretty smart.
I don't know. I don't think they... I don't know.
I don't know either.
Anyway.
So, Howard and Carol hire a spy girl to... track Joe and what mall he's going to, and they shut his shit down.
Oh yeah, they got all these people to like write emails.
Yeah, a bunch of emails, like up to, what do you say, like 5,000 or 6,000 or something.
Yeah, like a bunch of bots. It sounded like.
Yeah.
To write like all these hate emails about animal rights to malls to get them to shut down their mall gigs, and it worked.
Mhm. And they lost a lot of money, I guess.
Yeah.
Staff said that. It would, like, pay through the winters.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It reminds me of, like, carny activity.
Me too.
Because, like, winter time, or, like, even, like, townie at the beach.
Oh, yeah. Real gypsy kind of stuff.
Okay.
Is that offensive?
I don't know.
I mean, I'm not meaning for it to be, you know...
You see your gypsy. That friends of that Fleetwood Mac song.
That's what I was talking about.
Anyway, my next line was a tiger selfie on Tinder. Aches.
Yeah, that was weird. I wonder, they probably just found, like, statistically, like, through the algorithms of Tinder, like, how many pictures had an animal.
It was on, like, late night shows. They were making jokes about it. Like, these were taking selfies with tigers all the time.
Yeah, I guess that's a thing.
It was like trending.
For people who have money.
I don't know. My notes are probably a little more vague than yours.
Mm-hmm.
What's your next one?
The dog Antle used to be kind of hot.
Mm.
When they showed him when he was real young with the mustache and that long hair, he was kind of hot.
Linda, my next one was Doc Antle's a narcissist.
Well, he did used to be kind of hot.
He said he was a professional cowboy.
He said that he lived in Yogaville.
In Buckingham, Virginia.
A shout out.
I need to look that up. I meant to Google that. I haven't.
I've never heard of Yogaville.
I've never heard of Buckingham.
I've heard of Buckingham.
I've heard of Buchanan.
Yeah, Buckingham. I think it's how they probably say it.
He said Buckingham.
Well, he's not from Virginia, but people who are, I think, say Buckingham. But I might be wrong.
That's southwest Virginia?
Yeah.
All right.
I'm not from those parts.
Google Yogaville on our next break.
Yogaville.
Yeah, that threw me off a little bit.
Okay.
But he did have, like, long hair and a stupid mustache from the jump.
Yeah.
Can't stand Doc. I literally can't stand.
I mean,
such a narcissist. Like, it just bothers me to watch him.
I mean, Joe is too, but in different ways.
He's so fake and he's so, like... rigid and control. He's clearly so
this guy really thinks he's the shit.
He's got some control issues.
I feel like Joe is actually insecure about a lot of things, and that's why he acts the way he does. But Doc is, he really thinks
he's the shit. Joe is like the Daniel on Mr. Rogers, the Daniel puppet, compared to Doc.
Yeah.
Doc is like the king, that stupid King Friday.
I'm not familiar with King Friday.
If you watch Mr. Rogers.
Not King Friday.
Anyway, I didn't until like 2 days ago.
What did you write after that?
Joe profiting on Cubs and selling the Cubs after, like, it cuts to Carol. And she's like talking about how you can't really do much with a Cub after they're like 6 months old because they get too big and like manhandle you and they'll like tear your fingers off, she says. So what these guys do, allegedly, according to her, is they profit on the Cubs by like doing all those mall gigs, and then they just sell the Tigers to all these idiots that think that they want a big cat pet. And then what ends up happening is these people like realize like a year down the road that they have a 300-pound tiger in their
living room. More than that.
And they can't handle it, so they do weird shit with it. And that's not good. But she also said that it wasn't regulated by the government. Like, there's no government regulation on it. So, she called it a tiger crisis. Which might be legit if there's more freaking captives.
Well, they showed that guy who, that in that one place, who let all of his, he had, like, 50 animals.
Yeah, that was psychotic. That was my next one.
Yeah.
Dude, I said dude that, yeah, he let all his animals out. He had 50 wild exotic animals, and he, like, purposefully let them out. Because he was going through it. And it was in Ohio.
Yeah.
Like, I think of that happening in Florida, sure.
Right. Florida, but, all the time.
Ohio?
Ohio?
11?
11? 11?
18 tigers.
Got killed?
18 tigers he let loose into the community.
Oh, I know, but how many of them
and
got
one
murdered?
Raccoon, oh, hold on. A handful of mountain lions, 48 out of 50 got murked.
48 out of 50 yeah. By the police?
Yeah.
They had to. Well, what are they going to do?
Somebody.
What are you going to do? Let a tiger run around and kill
and
your
they,
people?
They show, like, trigger warning, they show a video of, like, the
dead tigers.
Tigers just laying out, all lined up.
I mean, what are you going to do?
What are you supposed to,
what are you going to do?
What are you supposed to do?
You can't let them run around. What are you going to do? Wrangle them
all? Well, you could tranquilize them.
Yeah. Who's got the money to do that? Who's prepared to do that? The local vet?
True.
Who's got 18 freaking tranquilizers for
a tiger? Who's got 18 tigers worth of tranquilizer?
Yeah. A baboon? Those are mean, dude. They've got, like, fangs.
I wonder where they caught that baboon.
They didn't catch him. They killed him.
I mean, where he was.
I don't know, but his butt was out the whole time.
He was showing his belly to the judges. The next thing I have is small Waco. Yikes.
I don't know what Waco is. I don't know what that means.
Oh,
I don't know what that was.
Shit. Okay. Well, Linda.
That's before my time.
Doesn't. It's before my time, too, but you can still learn about it.
Oh,
it's
like I thought it was in your prime.
Waco is like a. No. I mean, I was really too young.
I know it's
happened.
A place
I was
in
alive
Texas,
it happened.
Because it fixed her upper.
You're going to have to Google it. It was like a fucked up cult. Like a major messed up cult, and guy moved all his people from San Francisco to like Guyana, and it got
the
really
country?
Bad. Yeah, it got really bad, and like there were allegations, and this like politician came out there to like check out the scenario, and like right off the bat,
they talked about this on My Favorite Murder today.
Yeah, this is where the Kool-Aid comes from.
Okay.
You drink the Kool-Aid.
That's where it happened?
That's
what this is?
Time out. Drink the Kool-Aid. Drink the Kool-Aid. Drink the Kool-Aid.
That's Jim Jones.
That's Jonestown Massacre. It's the same thing. No, fuck. Nope. I was talking about Jonestown Massacre.
Okay. I was like, this sounds awfully familiar.
Reverse. That was Jonestown Massacre. I was just talking about. Yeah. Waco was a different cult. It was like a weird religious cult in Waco, Texas. And it was like a bunch of like, I don't even like to read about it because like there was a lot of like child assassins and children that were getting like sexually abused and a lot of weapons and it was like
I'll probably not read about it.
Yeah, it was bad. It was a big shootout and a bunch of kids died.
So Joe says that there's going to be another
small Waco. Basically, it was like a shootout with the cops.
That's what ended up happening?
Yeah, because they were trying to raid the cult.
Well, I wrote that there's a sheriff talking about Joe and that he's concerned about Joe and his guns because if they ever had to take action at Joe's farm, mm-hmm. they were scared that it would be a shootout. Mm-hmm. Cut to Joe shooting everything in the fucking yard.
All the videos of all the shootings. All shooting, he was like, shooting weird mannequins.
What's his deal?
I wrote too many guns.
Way too many guns.
Way too many guns.
It made me very uncomfortable.
Too many gun videos made me uncomfortable. It reminded me of Timmy.
And, yeah, I didn't like it.
No, and then the other guy, Doc, they cut to him, and he's like, yeah, I sleep with an AK-47 under my mattress.
An AK-47 under your mattress?
Under your mattress.
Loaded? An AK-47?
Yeah.
An AK-47?
That's what he said, quote.
An under your mattress?
Under my mattress.
Get a grip. An
AK-47. These people are all like super paranoid, but as it turns out, they probably have good reason to be because they're doing a lot of illegal, weird.
Well,
bullshit.
That's where PETA comes in. They're pissed. PETA, yeah. PETA is pissed. Talking about targeting Joe Exotic. They're pissed. They have a little weird guy that comes to Joe's farm and is like talking to the police. You remember that part?
No.
Joe caught some PETA boy on his farm and he was like talking to the police.
Oh yeah, he sounded like out of it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I forgot about that, but that probably is what initially like ignited Joe's paranoia runs deep in this man, Joe Exotic.
Yeah, Carol and Joe go back and forth bashing each other. He sends snakes in the mail to her.
That's fucked up.
Yeah, that is that's really scary.
And he talks about it on his worldwide web.
Yeah, like, are you
episode.
An idiot?
He was going to, he said, I'm going to go send them to her.
Nobody's watching it, but.
Rinky was there, and I trusted Rinky.
I did, too. He probably just didn't know how to reel that shit in.
Yeah, he probably didn't think he was being serious, but part of me thinks, you know, like, there's, like, conspiracies about, well, I guess it's a fact by now, but that, like, Biggie and Tupac, like, kind of played off each other at times before it got bad, like. Played to the media type of thing. Mm-hmm. These mother effers, I think they do the same shit. Not, obviously they're not Biggie and Tupac.
No, not
but
yet.
It's just a reference, a pop culture reference. They like, do you ever feel like they're kind of like playing up to their cameras that are always on 24/7 and like creating like reality TV like type of drama?
Yeah.
Like faking on each other a little bit.
You don't think that he really sent her snakes in the mail?
I don't know.
You think that maybe she just saw him say that and then was like, yeah,
I got snakes in the mail.
Yeah.
There's a snake in my boot. I definitely think she's capable of doing that.
Okay. Well, Joe jokes about shooting the animal rights people while he shoots dummies. So he says that he shot them all in a line. That made me nervous.
Yeah, like effigies of real life people.
Like, this guy needs to relax. I don't like people who do things like this.
It really, that's like when it hit me, this guy has got to be on drugs.
Yeah, because it's not normal to talk about killing people that much. Like, you know, if he really hates someone, like,
yeah,
that's one thing. Like, just being like, damn, I wish that bitch was dead. But
like
even
Caroline by Outkast, sometimes you gotta get it out.
So it's fucked up. But to talk about like killing people that
all the time
and
like beheading, he said like he wants her head in a jar.
Yeah, like that's like really aggressive mm-hmm. and like a lot to deal with. I don't like it.
I pretty much blocked it out of my memory.
Do you have anything else? Because that was pretty much all this episode was.
I got like kind of distracted like the last like 5 minutes of it, and I didn't take notes, but the last thing I said, oh yeah, what Doc said, he sleeps with a freaking AK-47. It kind of ends on them like all,
well, it really ends 4 years later. We hear Joe calling from the Grady County jail talking about being in a cage, and he knows why animals don't like being in cages because they lose
part of their soul
or something.
Aggravated me. Because he's saying, I know how you lose your soul. A tiger in a cage loses his soul. But Meanwhile, back at the farm,
yeah,
all the tigers are in the cages. Hungry. All the cages.
They're hungry at this point.
So well, what's we'll up with their souls? That, what's going on with their souls? They're
fucking,
you know?
They're fucked.
It's weird. It's a weird dynamic going on, guys. And it gets way worse. Way better, way crazier, way worse.
Yeah. I'm really excited to do episode 2. Again, watch it again. I'm just excited. It just gets better and better and better every episode, so I'm ready. Yeah,
it does. It's really exciting.
We can't talk about it to each other, though.
No, we can't.
That's going to be hard. Because I have a lot I want to talk about with you. Like,
shut up.
We can't talk about it.
We will talk about it tomorrow, probably. Tomorrow, probably. We're still in quarantine, so what's your quarantine status?
Instagram us your quarantine status, please.
Yeah, man, we're getting kind of weird. We have a lot of incense. I had a lot of incense shipped to me. I really needed them. I didn't need them. I wanted them, but we didn't have any incense in the house, and I don't want to go out, man.
You know, I understand. We're burning some French lavender in the background. Do you have anything else you want to talk about? Like, what's up with you?
Well, I want to talk about Mr. Rogers, but I don't think we're there yet.
I don't know enough Mr. Yeah. Rogers yet.
I watched a Mr. Rogers documentary. I think it's called
Won't You Be My Neighbor? Bitch.
I think. I actually, started it late. I just, turned it on the other morning, and then I ended up watching it, and it made me cry. And then Mr. Rogers was on this morning.
Yeah, so what channel does it come on still? PBS?
25 on mine.
What channel is
PBS,
that? PBS?
I guess. 25 on DirecTV.
Have you seen the movie with Tom Hanks?
No, have you?
No.
I want to.
Me too.
I just didn't realize how much I liked Mr. Rogers. I actually didn't like the puppets as a kid.
I hated the puppets. I've never watched Mr. Rogers because I could never get past the puppets. I was more into Bob Ross.
Our brother, Booker, loved Mr. Rogers.
Did he?
Yeah.
Those puppets that, man, I can't do.
I didn't like the puppet voices. Also, I didn't like they were
lady. I mean, I know.
But I do like it now. I have a different appreciation for it now.
That Mr. Rogers is a fine guy. He's a really great guy. He's a really nice guy. He's the best guy. I understand.
Tried lately.
No, I know. I just personally am always a little skeptical of people who are that close with children. It just makes me nervous. I don't like it. It's always a little weird.
But I feel like if you watch that documentary, you would not.
I know. I feel like that too.
He's just a gentle soul.
I understand. It just. Did he go through something? It just always makes me wonder.
He was just a lonely boy. He was a lonely rich kid. And he was overweight and he was a kid. And he didn't have friends and he was bullied. And he didn't have any friends. He was isolated.
Okay, so I'm going to make depending on how you feel, kind of like Michael Jackson. not the bad part, but the part about, Michael Jackson was just a lonely little tender boy that just wanted to stay in his childhood. That's why he had that Peter Pan farm. Michael Jackson was a pop star
when he was 5, and his family made him practice all the time, and he didn't have a childhood.
Exactly, that's what I'm saying.
No, Fred had a childhood.
Okay.
He just was lonely. He's the only child, he was rich, and he was overweight, and he was made fun of.
I'm just saying, that's why Michael Jackson was close with these kids, because...
I don't know if he should take care of them.
No, I know there's more to it, but I thought the whole background was that he wanted to be close to children because he didn't have a childhood and, wanted...
Not Mr. Rogers.
No.
Oh, Michael Jackson, yeah.
So it's kind of similar in that way. Not the bad parts. It's like good and evil.
Just there's watch
one.
That
one is good and one isn't. So
he
good.
Talks but about the same wanting, thing. He was never able to express his feelings as a kid because his family didn't talk about feelings. Hmm. So when he grew up, he was profoundly intelligent and he just had this weird little understanding, this little gentle understanding that kids need to process their feelings.
Yeah.
It's not good. I think he had, disordered eating, maybe, too.
That's strange.
But,
for a boy. That's not as common.
Yeah.
He must have really been going through it.
Yeah, I didn't see the beginning of the documentary.
Do you have it recorded?
Yeah, I have an hour and 9 minutes of it. I don't know how long it was. But
I bet it's on YouTube or something.
Oh my god, but whatever I have recorded of it is well worth watching. It's so good. I kind of like went into the middle of it. Honestly, I probably wouldn't have watched it if I had started it from the beginning. But I kind of went, I came into it with Daniel the Puppet. And I don't even remember Daniel from the reruns I watched as a kid. Because by the time that I was a kid, it was already on like the King Friday bullshit, which I didn't like.
I don't know what that means.
Yeah. Never mind, guys. Just, if you feel like it, watch Mr. Rogers' episodes. It's probably on YouTube.
If you feel like it, also on that channel, I think, is Dragon Tales.
Oh, no. I hate Dragon Tales. See, this is a generation gap right now. Because I hate Dragon Tales.
I thought it was a really cute show. I really liked it.
It was so annoying.
Do you know that J-Lo named her kids Max and fucking Emmy?
Yep.
Was it because of Dragon Tales?
I mean, I assume.
I've tried Googling it, but I can't find a real clear answer. But, like, what else?
They're twins, and their names are Max and Emmy.
Like, but why would she pick Dragon?
I don't know.
It would make sense if those were
I like those names separately.
Like, if she had, if she already had a kid and was familiar with the show because she already had a kid, but these were her first kids, so how did she even know about Dragon Tales?
I don't know.
That's a little bit weird, isn't it, if you think about it?
I don't know how to answer that question. I just know I hate that show.
Did you ever watch Between the Lions?
Mm-mm.
You didn't? That was after your time?
What was it called?
Between the Lions?
No, never heard of it.
Oh my god. I'm going to show you a picture. Let's see if you remember. Let's see if you can refresh your memory. It was these lions that were like puppets. Puppets. And it was on that channel.
And you like that big comfy couch.
I like that big bear. Remember that bear that would go outside on the balcony and sing to the moon?
Yeah, I don't remember his name. Little bear?
No. Mm-mm.
I like Franklin. No, I don't. Oh, gosh. Yes, I do. They came on after Dragon Tales and I hated them.
Oh, my God.
Again, I'm older, so
I like Franklin. Franklin was a little bit... You like Max and Ruby?
No.
I hated Max and
Ruby. I hated their song.
Max and Ruby.
Ruby. I didn't like Peppa either.
Max and Ruby.
But let's talk about Bluey.
Let's talk about Bluey. Bluey. Have you seen the grandma episode yet?
No, not yet. Oh. I've been recording it, though, now that I have TV. It's been very exciting for me. I watched two episodes.
I want to eat snacks and watch it.
Yeah, I mean, that's our recap for Joe Exotic, Tiger King, whatever the hell it's called.
To Tiger King.
Hey, dudes and dudettes. Rate, review, subscribe. It really helps us, man. We really need it.
Yeah, we really need to act like we have listeners. So, I mean, we do. We have more than...
We've got a good little start for pretty much doing no promoting and having no plan whatsoever.
And having no fan base.
And I'm not even promoting it on my personal stuff.
Yeah, I wish you fucking would.
Not going to. So...
Brenda!
Sorry.
You need to. Or we're never going to be anything.
Sorry.
I'm gonna...
Anyway, but we can use you on iTunes. On Apple Podcasts.
On Apple Podcasts? Can you just give it a subscribe or like or rate or
just
something?
Just like one emoji.
Just like... Yeah, just like one fine emoji. Like your most used emoji. It takes 1 second.
It really helps. Oh my god, it really
helps. Just give it some stars and do it.
We're gonna do every episode of Tiger King, y'all.
Everyone just gets better and better too. So how about that?
And we just keep getting better and better. Alright,
okay.
I have to go. Bye.
I have to go too. I have to go too. Bye.
Alright, love you guys.
No, no, no. Bye. You're going to make so much noise. Please don't make all that noise.
Okay, bye.
Alright, bye.
Goodbye. Do you remember my password?
Yeah.